Revelatory encounter number 3. Find a place in your room, far away from distractions like your phone, computer, and projects, as you encounter the Lord for yourselves. As we go into the inner chambers with the Lord, I want to remind you that you are already in the secret place. God's very Spirit came to live inside of you and joined with your spirit when you chose to follow Jesus. So the place with Him is always right there with you to access at any time. Now the Bible says He is in you and you are in Him as one. The question is, how much deeper do you want to go inside? Will you be like Moses and ask the Lord to show you His glory, His goodness, more of who He is? Because there's always more. I heard Bobby Connor, a prophet friend of mine, say once, "Position yourself in a place of purity, hunger, and obedience, and you will get deeper and deeper." So drink Him in deeply in your time with Him today, and let His life fill you up. Come to Him with a blank slate, not your own ideas. So right now, let's become aware of God's Holy Spirit. Any thoughts of things you have to do or take care of, lay them at His feet. You may have a picture of yourself setting these things at His feet, or simply let them lift off of you so you are single focused on Jesus. Start to recognize that God's very Spirit is in you and hovering around you. Holy Spirit is real and ready to lead you into all things Jesus. Heaven is open over you, through you, around you. Praise Jesus. Thank Him for who He is and what He has done. Maybe worship Him in spiritual language. Let God gaze upon your heart. Realize His delight in you. As you behold Him, delight floods in. As you are in His presence, I want you to find Him. Close your eyes and, using that sanctified imagination, allow Him to give you a picture of where He is near you right now. Thank you. let's ask the Lord some show and tell questions. Lord, would you show or tell me how heaven sees me? This could be a picture, a vision, words. Or who does heaven say I am? Why do you see me this way? What else would you like to tell me about this? Lord, what mindsets do I need to change? Or what scripture do I need to eat or read in order to burst out of the cocoon and fly? Lord, would you show or tell me what it looks like for me to be your glory on display?